Streaming has gotten way too complicated, but you can hack the system with Prime Video. It has everything in one app with one password. See Roadhouse and the National Women's Soccer League, both included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on. Or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details.
Black Buffalo Zero products are intended for adults age 21 and older who are consumers of comparable products. If you're an adult age 21 and older who dips, I want to tell you about Black Buffalo Zero pouches. What are they made of? Pretty simple. Cured edible green leaves. Food-grade ingredients. Most importantly, there's no nicotine or tobacco. All proudly made here in the U.S. So if you're 21 and older and want to learn more about Black Buffalo Zero, head over to blackbuffalozero.com to learn more. You can buy their pouch online, ship directly to most states. Black Buffalo Zero, zero nicotine, zero tobacco, 100% ritual. Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlanSport.com. Feeling like you need a punch of energy? Enter Wonderful Pistachios. I love them. The snack that packs a protein punch, and the best part, they come in so many flavors and so many sizes. Whether you're on the go or chilling at home, Wonderful Pistachios, they're the go-to snack for me. Here's the real kicker, the protein. These little wonders are one of the highest protein nuts out there. Just 1 ounce serves up a whopping 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. So visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. I love them.
Thanks for listening to the Herd Podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 12 to 3 Eastern, 9 to noon Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and FS1. Find your local station for the Herd at FoxSportsRadio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching Herd.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd today. Fun show today. Jimmy Butler, Taylor Rooks, Ryan Russillo. We are still talking about this 9 cups of coffee that Jimmy Butler says that he drinks, 9 to 10 cups of coffee. I think that my brother, I've texted him to verify, but I think he had an espresso machine in his locker, which would be very on brand for him. But I want to make sure that I'm not misquoting that or misremembering that. So we're out here in Los Angeles before we get to Emmanuel Acho and the news. And everyone is very, very upset about the state of the Lakers. And things are getting a little out of control with all of the leaks and the mudslinging. And it's this person's fault. And this person has all the power. And this person made the decision. And this person's really making the calls behind the scenes. And there's just a lot going on. And I've just come to the realization that the Lakers are a bit of a Hollywood scene. They are living up to Los Angeles, which is a place that, look, can sometimes have some unrealistic expectations and isn't known for having an abundance of self-awareness. That's not what we do out here. We have a minimum of that. And there's a lot that you can look at with the Lakers and make very rational conclusions. But nothing that's happening with the Lakers right now is rational or measured. It feels a bit out of control when it comes to the public narrative around this team. When you look at what it is, it's actually quite simple. They came into the season with the oldest roster in the league. Well, what should you expect in that situation? Probably some injuries, right? You brought in Russell Westbrook and expected him to be something other than what he's been his entire career, and he has been what he's been his entire career. So you shouldn't have any other expectations there. The team is still family-owned, family-run. They rely on former Lakers and close friends for decision-making. It's run by Kobe's agent, Rob Pelinka. You brought in LeBron and Clutch, which everyone in the league knows comes with a certain amount of succession with submission of power. Like, that's how it works when you bring in LeBron. He is going to want some control. He is going to want some say, which is completely fair. And all of the decisions might not be the best decisions, but that's the choice you make when you bring in LeBron James. You won a championship, and now you need to take an honest look at the roster and the situation. I just feel like a little bit of accountability would go a long way for the Lakers. A little accountability, a little bit of transparency, a little bit of a measured voice of, this is what we are. We realize what we are. This is what our expectations are. This is what we plan on delivering in the future. We have a plan. We are not in chaos. From one particular voice. Now, who that voice needs to be, I don't know. But I don't believe that the situation, even on the court, is that out of control. You don't have Anthony Davis healthy, which, by the way, also should not be a surprise to anyone, because whether it's his fault or not, Anthony Davis is not a traditionally available player. So the Lakers just feel like, they feel like True Detective. Season one was amazing. Now, not literally the first season with LeBron, but like the bubble season ended so poetically. It was so great. Everything aligned. You won the championship. You brought in LeBron. Hallelujah. The Lakers are champions. And then season two, let's call it really season three situation. It's, you know, still a bunch of stars. Maybe not the right combination. The expectations are wildly out of control for what it should be. And moving forward, we kind of know what it is. But just a little bit of accountability, a little bit of a measured, solid response to everything that's happening. All these leaks. LeBron has more power than Kobe did. Well, it's pretty easy to see where that's coming from. That doesn't benefit LeBron at all to be out. Then it's someone else's fault that Russell Westbrook is here. Like, it just, everyone needs to stop positioning for power and stop blame shifting. And just come out with the statements, come out with some collective voice of what we are, where we are, what fans should expect, what you expect. And I feel like everything would really simmer down with the Lakers. Let's get to Ryan with the news.
No. Turn on the news.
This is the Herdline News.
Well, Joy, very well said about the Lakers, my Lakers, unfortunately, but we'll move on from there and turn our attention to the NFL for right now. Mac Jones led the Patriots to the postseason and was voted to the Pro Bowl as a rookie this year. Far and away the best rookie season out of all of the quarterbacks that were drafted last year. A lot of reasons for that. Obviously, much more stability in New England than what the likes of Zach Wilson, Trevor Lawrence had to deal with. Jones completed 67.6% of his passes this year, throwing 22 touchdowns, 13 picks, en route to a 10-win season. Now, despite the success, Patriots quarterback does plan to stay in the New England this offseason because he knows he still has a lot to work on.
I want to be back close to home in New England in the offseason, and just because we obviously have our place there, and just figure out ways to become a better quarterback and then do whatever we can to put more points up on the board so we can win more games.
And Jones has also addressed in recent weeks that some of his goals this offseason are about getting stronger, cleaning up his diet, which includes cutting back on ice cream. He said that was his vice that he's trying to cut back on.
Yeah, I'm not a huge sweets person.
Oof.
That's not my vice.
I am a sucker for chocolate.
Yeah?
Yeah, definitely.
I can have I love sweets, but I can have like one or two bites and I'm satisfied. I don't need to crush a whole cake. Now, a bag of potato chips, forget it. Colin and I are salty snackers.
Game over at that point.
Yeah, I can't even go near them. I don't even bring them in the house. I like this from Mac Jones. I think Mac is really, he's an example of drafting someone that fits your organization. The Spurs are known for doing this. Obviously, the Patriots are known for doing this. He had a nice rookie season. I think expectations kind of started to spiral a little bit for him. But he's clearly committed to developing as a player. And I think that fits what the Patriots like to hear. Like, they don't want to hear that he's off somewhere else. He's not on the TB12, although he did. What was it? MJ10?
Is that I think so, yeah. That his brand? And it's gotten, and I love Joe Burrow. But like he did JB something, like everyone has taken the Brady thing and just been like, all right, so what are my initials and my number? And that's just my new brand.
Well, you know, nothing's new. You got to do what works. I like this from Mac Jones. It fits what the Patriots do. It's the Patriots way. And he seems to be the future there. I can see him continuing to develop. Now, look, they're going to have a different offensive coordinator this year. So we'll see how that affects him moving into year two. But I think they made the right choice with Mac Jones.
Yeah, definitely. And, you know, for Mac in this perspective, it obviously makes a ton of sense. He is like Brady in the sense that he doesn't have the greatest physical traits of all time. So he really does need to maximize those edges in terms of how you approach your diet, how you approach prep, because you're never going to go out there and be the guy with the biggest arm or the fastest or any of these things. So you do need to use every edge you can get to try and make up the gap to especially someone like Josh Allen in your division.
Absolutely.
All right, let's go back to the NBA here. DeMar DeRozan, well, he has had a surprisingly great season, especially picking up where he's been after the All-Star break. The Bulls took a half-game lead for first place after last night's win over the Hawks. DeMar DeRozan finished with 37 points on 15 of 21 shooting, including the go-ahead bucket with 15 seconds left. The 13-year NBA vet is on pace to set a new career high in scoring in his first season in Chicago. He's on an absolute tear in February. I mean, some of these numbers are just ridiculous. He's averaging just under 36 points per game, over 6 rebounds, 5.5 assists, shooting over 58% from the field. He's set to join Michael Jordan as the only player to average over 35 points on 55% shooting in a month in the three-point era. I mean, this has just been unbelievable. And Colin was on this in the NBA offseason after Chicago made all these moves. He's like, I really like what Chicago's doing. And I was shaking my head going, I don't know what you're talking about. Like, DeMar DeRozan's a nice player, but he's never been much of a three-point shooter. We know what Lonzo is. He's never quite lived up to the hype. I like Zach LaVine, but what has he really done? And I could not have been more wrong, which is why they pay you and Colin to talk, and I'll just, you know, stay quiet and push buttons.
No, but I think the Bulls have surprised a lot of people. And the fit sometimes matters. Like, they don't have one of those superstars that we're constantly talking about. And that's probably why they slide under the radar a bit with how well their season has been going. But, you know, Taylor mentioned it earlier. DeMar has probably a better case, honestly, for MVP at this point. Like, they are the better team as far as the standings go. Now, that could change. Obviously, there's a lot of basketball left to play, but he's having a remarkable season. And I like what the Bulls have put together. I think it's great that Chicago is viable. That's one of those teams like the Knicks that I think the NBA is just better when they are competitive and relevant. And, you know, I don't think that they are in the championship conversation. Sorry, not yet. But they're having an incredible season, and they deserve a lot of credit for the moves that they've made and what they put together.
Definitely. And we'll wrap it up here, going back to the NFL. The Chiefs are bringing back offensive coordinator Eric Bieniemy on a one-year deal. The Chiefs have reached the conference championship in all four of the seasons that Bieniemy has been the offensive coordinator, including two trips to the Super Bowl. If you take a look at what their offense has been under Bieniemy, they are averaging over 30 points per game, over 400 yards, over 6 yards a play. They're just under 50% on third down, which is all first in the league. Bieniemy has been getting head coaching interviews the last couple of off seasons. And in other news, the Chiefs also bringing back Matt Nagy after his run with the Bears came to an end. You know, the interesting thing with Bieniemy will be, obviously, a lot of people think that he should be getting a job. I think most are surprised that he hasn't up to this point. And things have been so great for the Chiefs up until this season. There was that big narrative about, is Patrick Mahomes regressing? Have people figured out the offense? And so I'm going to be curious to see how people will continue to look at Bieniemy as a coordinator if we used to hold the Chiefs offense in this great esteem, and now we're in the process of constantly trying to tear them down and poke holes into how good is Mahomes? How good is the offense? Has the league figured them out? Sort of feels like that window of him being the hot candidate is kind of almost fading, but he still never got the job, but we all think he deserves it.
I'm afraid of the Chiefs this year.
Yeah.
I don't think that they liked being talked about the way that they were last year. Now they've got Nagy back and Bieniemy for continuity, and obviously he is a great coordinator. And that's just what we do, right? We can't let anybody be great for too long. We got to tear him down. We've got to poke holes in it. It's just, you can't be this good. And they showed a little this year. Like, there was fair criticism of the Chiefs. Now, I felt like they were always going to bounce back and figure it out because of the talent that they have, but they're kind of scary this year. I would lean heavily into the Chiefs doing a lot of work this year. Look, they ran into a Cincinnati team that was on fire. Like, they beat them twice. I don't anticipate that they're going to have the same kind of season next year that they did this year. And bringing Bieniemy back is huge. So I think that Bieniemy is also waiting for the absolute right situation, as he should. He's always in the conversation. I think he will get a head coaching job, but every head coaching job is not the best situation, as we've seen. And maybe he's just waiting for the perfect one, and his reputation will eventually carry him there. That's Ryan with the news.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
The Herd Line News. Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. 90 seconds, all it takes. Use the code HERD. New customers bet five. That's it. $5 and get 200 in bonus bets instantly. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd today. We talked to Jimmy Butler, Taylor Rooks, and Ryan Russillo earlier. And now we welcome in Emmanuel Acho. There he is.
Oh, I've never gotten a walk on camera before.
Can I get the walk on? It's very exciting.
It is.
Thank you for joining me.
What's up, Joy?
What's up?
Another day in paradise, you know?
Yeah, another day talking about what Aaron Rodgers is going to do. So there's a new report that he might possibly want to be the highest paid player in the league, which, you know, I don't push back on that if a guy has never been the highest paid player in the league. I like to be paid well, as do you. Most people like to be paid for what they do, especially if you are one of like seven guys on earth that can do what you do. You want to be compensated for it. But if you've already been the highest paid player in the league, and he obviously has 11 State Farm commercials, you know, money at one point, you can only make so much, right? Yeah. Like you hit a threshold where your lifestyle is not really going to change unless you become, you know, a multi-billionaire. What do you make of this report? Do you think that this is what he wants, or is this just another layer of the Aaron Rodgers saga?
I hope it is not what Aaron Rodgers wants. I hope he doesn't want to be the highest paid player in the league for a couple reasons. Aaron Rodgers' wants are getting in the way of Aaron Rodgers' needs. Aaron Rodgers' greed is getting in the way of Aaron Rodgers' need. If you are the highest paid player in the league, Aaron Rodgers, the NFL history has shown that quarterbacks that command top-tier salaries do not win Super Bowls over the last 10 years. So if you want to be the highest paid player in the league, are you really going to let that want get in the way of your need? Because Aaron Rodgers, what you need is to win another Super Bowl. We're sitting here talking about Aaron Rodgers and Matthew Stafford in the same breath when it comes down to Super Bowl champions. Aaron Rodgers, Nick Foles, Aaron Rodgers, Joe Flacco, Aaron Rodgers, Russell Wilson. It does not make sense. So Aaron Rodgers' want of being the highest paid player in the league, if that is in fact true, we have now started to hear conflicting reports. I think it's dumb, but I think it is potentially a greater reflection of Aaron Rodgers. He's very, very smart, but he's not smart enough to realize where he is dumb. And I think the ultimate sign of intelligence is knowing that you don't know. Why do I say that? Because if you were that smart, Tom Brady took $50 million over 2 years, and Tom Brady won a Super Bowl. Aaron Rodgers, you were invested in so many phenomenal brands. You've earned roughly $200 million in your career. The difference between a billionaire and a multi-hundred-dollar millionaire really isn't all that much. The private jets just get a little bit bigger. So I don't think it would be wise, and I think Aaron Rodgers has to be mindful. Don't let greed get in the way of your need.
But if he just wants to make a lot of money.
Yes, but then it comes down to this, right? Like, we're not in Aaron Rodgers' pocketbooks. So, Joy, you and I don't know, does Aaron Rodgers have $150 million? Does he have $200 million? Does he have $250 million? Does he have $300 million? Maybe he only has $100 million. But what you and I do know, Joy, is Aaron Rodgers only has one Super Bowl ring. So we can't argue about Aaron Rodgers' money.
But what if he doesn't care about Super Bowl rings?
Oh, then why is he playing the game of football? For money?
I don't know. Yeah, maybe. Some people do some stuff just for money.
Now, again, I think that goes back down to Aaron Rodgers. What's his intention? I think the greatest question anybody can ever ask themselves in life in regards to anything in this life is, what is your intention? If Aaron Rodgers' intention is to make money, I've said this before, I know it from personal experience, and I know it from personal experience of others. You can make significantly more money outside of football than playing football.
Mm-hmm.
Tom Brady can step away from football and make more money. Sean McVay can step away from football and make more money. Aaron Rodgers, go invest in a VC firm out in the Bay, which you love anyway, and you can make 10x what you are making as a football player. Football money is nice, but there is a whole larger world outside of money. So if his intention is to make money, then why are you playing football? If your intention is to be a Super Bowl champion, then you shouldn't want to be the highest paid.
Can I give you a fun stat?
Please
do. Have this full screen, guys? I know I'm calling for it randomly. I apologize. Yeah, so your stat about the Super Bowl winning quarterbacks,
yep.
If your cap hit is over 12.4% since 2011, you're not winning
not
a Super
winning.
Bowl. The highest is 12.3, and that was Brady in 2020. Brady 12.2 in 2018. Peyton Manning 11.7 mm-hmm. 2015. So yeah, you're not winning a Super Bowl if your cap hit is that high. And it's 22% now. So
yep.
I don't know. I don't know how much this is, you know, we're all trying to find our way through the Aaron Rodgers maze. And I get it. We're all on the puppet strings right now. This is what we do. We're all at his mercy. But I think it's actually more beneficial for him to leave Green Bay at this point for multiple reasons. One, I think we've seen the story. So selfishly, like, I want to talk about something else. I've seen the story with Green Bay. The roster's not going to be the same. Forget what Aaron Rodgers may or may not want in money. They're up against the cap anyway. So this roster is going to be significantly different. They're strapped. And to the legacy part of it, you are now in a situation where you're the next Matthew Stafford. You're the next Tom Brady. You have this opportunity to have this new, bright, bold space to create the next chapter of your legacy. So why not go to a Denver? Why not go to Indianapolis? There are opportunities out there. I don't think San Francisco is going to do this, honestly, but I don't know. You take that call, I guess.
If I were Aaron Rodgers, I would leave Green Bay. And I would leave Green Bay for several reasons, two of which you just mentioned. The model for winning Super Bowls appears to have changed. In LA, I believe it's 2035. You and I may have had this discussion. By 2035, you must drive an electric car. You must drive an electric vehicle. Joy Taylor, Marcellus Wiley, they are ahead of Emmanuel Acho. They've already invested. What does that mean? That means that the way in which we now have to live with transportation is changing. In the same breath, the way in which you acquire Super Bowls appears to be changing. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers, they acquired a Super Bowl by acquiring Tom Brady, Antonio Brown, Rob Gronkowski, Leonard Fournette. Now, the old way to win Super Bowls, you draft and you develop talent. Old school Patriots. You got Teddy Bruschi, Willie McGinnis, Tom Brady, Richard Seymour, Vince Wilfork, Ty Law. You draft, you develop talent. Baltimore Ravens, Ray Lewis, Ed Reed, T-Sizzle, Terrell Suggs. You draft and you develop talent. Nowadays, ain't no draft and develop. You just acquire it real quick and see if you can win a championship. Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Los Angeles Rams, Odell Beckham, Von Miller, Matthew Stafford. Those were the dominant players in the Super Bowl. Obviously, you had Aaron Donald. Jalen Ramsey did not play his best game. So if I am Aaron Rodgers, get out of Green Bay. Follow the new school model, a.k.a. electric vehicles. Follow the new school model and see if you can go win a chip. You've seen other guys who are less talented than you do it. Matthew Stafford is not as talented as Aaron Rodgers. Tom Brady, just as far as individual talent, is not as talented as Aaron Rodgers. So why not Aaron Rodgers?
So speaking of Tom Brady, and you mentioned earlier, what is your intention? I think Tom Brady is an incredibly intentional person. Everything he's done in his career has been intentional, down to not eating strawberries and
tomatoes.
He doesn't
eat strawberries?
Yeah, he doesn't eat strawberries. There's like something, some kind of inflammation thing. I think it's tomatoes.
I had strawberries this morning. Okay.
Yeah, I had some last night. I don't know. I'm not as committed. Early. I don't know. But he is an intentional person.
Yeah.
So I think that this idea that he is going to just flip and come back is nonsense. Not that you shouldn't leave the door open, because speaking in absolutes is not smart, but he's an intentional guy. He didn't make this decision on a whim.
He did not. However, Joy, you and I know football far too well to be ignorant to the aspect that Tom Brady could very much so make a return. Why do I say so? And I don't think that he will, but if the opportunity presented itself, San Francisco 49ers, where you have a team that is capable of winning right now, a roster that can win right now, in a state in which you want to live, in a city in which you want to play, do you at least consider it? Now, the Bucs still own the rights, but Tom Brady is Tom Brady. ABA, let's make a quick trade. Shoot me over to San Fran. Let's see what we can do. But if you're Tom Brady, I would not come back personally, because the more Tom Brady plays, the more he dilutes his legacy, and his legacy is as potently strong as anybody in the history of any American sport ever. But it's possible.
I think it's 1% possible, meaning I don't think it's going to happen. But 1%, so that nobody comes for me. I just don't think he's going to do that. And for the legacy part of it, what you mentioned, like, he has a cemented legacy. He is Tom Brady. Him coming back to me would be kind of disappointing.
Let me say
Plus,
this.
Also, I've mourned him. You know what I mean?
Joy, I don't think Tom Brady cares about
you. Can you hang for another segment, or you got to get ready for your show?
I can hang.
I don't want to steal all your takes.
No, it's fine. It's fine. Okay.
They knew we were going to do this. We had something prepared, and they're like, yeah, he's probably going to stay another segment. So we will continue this Tom Brady conversation, and I want to ask you about some of the NBA storylines as well when we come back on The Herd. Emmanuel Acho.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Herd weekdays at noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio, FS1, and the iHeartRadio app.
I'm George Reister, host of the Reister or Wrong podcast. This is the intersection where sports, business, society, and pop culture meet the truth. Absolute fire on Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Facts only. Make sure you check your feelings at the door, because no BS is allowed. We keep it 100. This is where real conversations happen. Listen to the Right or Wrong podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The 82-game preseason is in the books. It's finally time for the real season. Don't miss out on any of the NBA playoff action at DraftKings Sportsbook, an official sports betting partner of the NBA. From the play-in tournament through the finals, DraftKings Sportsbook has you covered with same-game parlays, live betting, odds boosts, and more. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app. The code is HERD. New customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets instantly. $200. That's code HERD only on DraftKings. The crown is yours.
Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Or in West Virginia, visit www.1800gambler.net. In New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY 467-369. In Connecticut, help is available for problem gambling. Call 888-789-7777 or visit ccpg.org. Please play responsibly. On behalf of Boot Hill Casino and Resort in Kansas, 21 plus, age varies by jurisdiction, void in Ontario. Bonus bets expire 168 hours after issuance. See dkng.co/bball for eligibility and deposit restrictions, terms, and responsible gaming resources.
That Los Angeles sunshine coming through.
Please stand by. Prime Video and Westworld director Jonathan Nolan invite you to Fallout.
After 200 years, we don't know much about what's up there. Violence, desperation, lawlessness.
Everyone wants to save the world, they just disagree on how.
We're gonna get across that wasteland, and we're gonna do it together.
All episodes available now on Prime Video.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So whether you're heading out to explore a new trail or looking to set a personal best on your daily run, start your journey off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Discover the power of advanced nutrition for strength and stamina at ProPlanSport.com. That's ProPlanSport.com.
As we wave goodbye to winter's chill, it's time to give our lawn a little love and embrace the freshness of spring. And guess what? The Home Depot's Spring Black Friday sale is here to make it all a breeze. Snag the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and say goodbye to tedious yard work. With a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power, your lawn will look spotless in a flash. And the best part? Thanks to the convenience of online shopping, you can effortlessly place your order via the app, cruise into the store for pickup, and find yourself chilling in your freshly spruced up yard in no time. Don't let this awesome deal blow away. Get your hands on the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for only $89. Yeah, just $89. Exclusively during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
Welcome back to The Herd. Joy Taylor in for Colin Cowherd, taking some much-deserved time off. We have Emmanuel Acho in studio with us. Speak for yourself coming up next. So I spoke to Jimmy Butler earlier.
Yeah.
Which, as you know, is a thrill for me because I'm a Miami Heat fan. And, you know, he has Big Face Coffee. And he said he drinks 9 to 10 cups of coffee a day. By the way, my brother texted me back. He did have an espresso machine in his locker, which is extremely on brand. But do you drink coffee?
So I deny my coffee obsession. True story, I never drank coffee because I didn't want to get addicted. And I don't like having an addictive personality. But I moved to LA and people start ordering oat milk, vanilla lattes with oat milk. I guess
delicious.
That's coffee. I didn't know that was coffee. I just thought it was a drink.
Okay.
So technically I do drink coffee.
Because you drink vanilla. You know that is actually coffee.
I had no idea. It doesn't say coffee in it. I thought coffee was coffee.
It is coffee. It's just a way to make coffee.
Okay, well, they should describe that better, Anyway.
Just to protect people who don't want to drink coffee.
Yeah.
So you do drink coffee?
Apparently.
Okay. 9 to 10 cups of coffee a day is...
Successive.
You know, we've been talking about it all day in the studio, but I don't think it is actually that obsessive. I'm from Pittsburgh, and I know for a fact that my aunt drinks at least 6 cups of coffee a day because she makes a pot of coffee every day.
You're only
probably
supposed
multiple
to drink
ones.
8 cups of water a day. So if you're
There's
drinking
water,
9 to 10 cups of
you have to use
coffee,
water to make coffee.
Oh, Lord.
It's not how that works.
No.
All right. Well, we're here in Los Angeles, where apparently you've become addicted to coffee, which is fine. You're going to be all right. It's not that bad for you. And the Lakers are, there's stories coming in from everywhere. Everyone's, it feels like, trying to kind of Game of Thrones position themselves. And I feel like they could just use a nice dose of accountability. You know, just some transparency. I think it would settle things down. It just feels a little outrageous, especially considering the expectations that should have been in place for this team coming into the season with the oldest roster in the league.
Mm-hmm.
Now there's talk of LeBron's not going to be here next year. Floated theories if they trade LeBron next year. You know, he's talked about wanting to play with Bronny. It's kind of a mess. There's no fix roster-wise because they didn't do anything at the trade deadline. But what do you do if you're in charge of the Lakers?
Whoever
that person is outside of Jeannie Buss that's in charge of the Lakers, because we really don't know.
Is a loaded question. Pray. I think there's some sort of divine intervention that would be needed. Here, realistically, here's the problem. And I said this yesterday. The problem is LeBron James, he messed things up. LeBron James, the general manager, he has undermined all of the success and the work of LeBron James, the player. The pivotal error that LeBron James made, the most pivotal error, maybe of his LA tenure, was believing Anthony Davis was a capable Robin to LeBron James' Batman. It's the most pivotal error. And here's the problem. When you get first year, no Anthony Davis, Bron gets hurt, doesn't make the playoffs. What? LeBron doesn't even make the playoffs? How does that happen? 9 straight finals appearances? So then you have Anthony Davis the second year and you win. But you win in a bubble year. So now you don't realize that Anthony Davis can't stay healthy throughout the duration of the season. Positive reinforcement to a bad action. Joy, I say it like this. You seem like you might have been a bully growing up. So, Joy, when you're cracking on somebody in class, you make a joke, you make fun of Emmanuel's lack of style, and everybody laughs.
Right.
That's positive reinforcement to a bad action.
Mm-hmm.
Anthony Davis, they win the chip. Positive reinforcement, bad action. So now LeBron continues to rely on Anthony Davis, but Anthony Davis is the most unreliable Robin in the league. So what can the Lakers actually do besides completely reinventing the roster? Nothing. Russell Westbrook's not going to learn how to shoot from three all of a sudden. Anthony Davis isn't going to learn how to stay healthy all of a sudden. And LeBron James can only do so much. Dwight Howard can't get any younger. Carmelo can't get any younger. THT, what's he going to do, turn into a perennial all-star overnight? It's just, realistically, LeBron James made his bed, and he has to lie in it. And it's not our job to try to figure out how to make it more comfortable.
Well, I would agree with you on the fact that Anthony Davis is injury prone. Mm-hmm. I wouldn't agree that it was a mistake because they won a championship.
Sure.
So you have to consider that. I feel like the Lakers have become Hollywood. They're a blockbuster, a movie that was supposed to be a blockbuster movie with a bunch of stars and mm-hmm. highly promoted. And the first one was a smash hit. So they did a sequel and the expectations for it
sure.
were unrealistic because it was a bit of a different cast. And now everyone's freaking out and trying to blame everybody. And they're bringing up stories about how the set was dysfunctional and this person wasn't supposed to hire this person. It was supposed to be this person that was cast. And it's just out of control where I don't even think that this should be the expectations for this team. Like, it could be more measured. I understand it's LeBron James. You're going to have the biggest microscope.
Of course.
But there's plenty of blame to go around. It's not just on LeBron
to
James.
Who?
To everyone.
Who are you giving it to?
I'm applying blame to LeBron James.
Okay.
I'm applying it to Clutch.
Okay.
I'm applying it to Rob Pelinka. I'm applying it to the way that the Lakers are structured in that they rely on certain, you know, former Lakers and influences to make decisions. Overall, as a business, the Lakers are great. That is a booming
sure.
business. It's not that. I just think that the narrative around it has become inflated. Like, well, you talk to Lakers fans. Lakers fans talk to me all the time. What's wrong? What's wrong? Anthony Davis is missing. He can't play. How are you going to evaluate this team as a championship-level team without your number two star?
But here's my biggest issue. You cannot get mad at somebody for being exactly who they were supposed to
They've been doing that to Russell Westbrook all season.
You knew Anthony Davis was going to be hurt, and you knew Russell Westbrook couldn't shoot, and LeBron James gets what LeBron James wants. So the buck has to stop with LeBron James. I can't be mad at Pelinka. I can't be mad at Clutch. I'm looking at LeBron like, you constructed this roster. It's on you, big dog.
LeBron also came here and brought you a championship.
That's
the poison that you take when you bring LeBron. You know he's going to have influence over
that. I will never slight LeBron James. But like I say with the Boston Celtics big three, are we going to look at that one championship and be like, well, that was enough? I think LeBron James could have won more than one championship with this Lakers roster, particularly looking at the Bucks won last year, Joy. Like, there are champions up for the taking.
I don't know if it's that easy.
Oh, no, of course not.
But they won a championship. So thank you for hanging out. Are you hanging another one?
I think I'm going to try to hang and do a cool little walkover.
You're just going to chill?
I mean, I'm going to try.
All right. Well, thanks for hanging out with us today. Calm's out. He will be back on Monday. Hope you guys have a great weekend. Appreciate it. Taylor Rooks, Ryan Russillo, Jimmy Butler. We'll be back on Monday.
Hi, let's talk about Pro Plan Sport. Pro Plan Sport is advanced nutrition made to fuel strength and stamina in active dogs like yours. So wherever your next journey together takes you, start it off right with the high performance fuel your dog needs to keep pushing you every step of the way. Pro Plan Sport. Learn more at ProPlansport.com.
You're a growing business, which means you need every spare hour you can find. That's why the most successful growing businesses are working together in Slack. Slack is where work happens, with all your people, data, and information in one AI-powered place. Start a call instantly in huddles and ditch cumbersome calendar invites. Or build an automation with Workflow Builder to take routine tasks off your plate. No coding required. Grow your business in Slack. Visit slack.com to get started.
With the new Dexcom G7, you can achieve better diabetes results without painful finger sticks. It sends your glucose numbers to your compatible phone or watch, so you can always see where you are and where you're heading. See how food and exercise affects your glucose, making it easier to spend more time in range and lower your A1C. Take control of your diabetes with the number one recommended CGM brand. It's easy to get started today at Dexcom.com. That's Dexcom.com.
Dexcom data on file 2023. If your glucose alerts and readings from the G7 do not match symptoms or expectations, use a blood glucose meter to make diabetes treatment decisions. For a list of compatible devices, visit Dexcom. Dexcom.com/compatibility.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.